I'm just going to tell Daniel, don't get too comfortable. Where he's at. Lord said, if we have more than one singer, we can have more than one preacher. I just woke up with a thought as all this morning. And it ain't never about the length of things and the timing. For us, it's for Him.
Appreciate it.
Just something simple sometimes, sitting there thinking. God said, just ask Luke, go get another bottle of water. I said, well, Lord, I said, I can do without that water. You know I don't stand long anyway. He said, no, you tell Luke, go get a bottle of water. And you know what? Luke did. And you know, he didn't come up here to Daniel and ask me why. He didn't ask me why. But that's one of the first things that I try to ask God when He tells me to do something. And you know what? I'm glad He don't tell me why. Because I would try to figure out a different way to get there. Do you think that if God told Joseph in his dreams, He said, all this is going to happen, but this is how many years you're going to spend in the dungeon. This is how many years you're going to spend in slavery. This is how many years you're going to do all this to get to be second command in Egypt. No, He didn't show him all that, because you know what? He would have said, I think I could figure out a different route to get there.
Yeah.
But Robert led a song. And you can ask my kids, I'm notorious about changing words anyway whenever I'm singing it. But I purposely changed this for me. He said, there's strength in the Lord. The first one starts, says, when life's burdens overtake us. Well, I changed that to me. When all others forsake us, I change that to me. Though the foe assail us, me. Jesus will never fail me. I'm glad there's an us. Don't get me wrong. But you know what? I'm glad that there's a me. Woke up this morning. I'm just going to tell you what my thought was. It says, God said, where were you when grace found you? Daniel, we didn't deserve the favor of God. They ain't nothing so great that I've done that He looked down and He said, there He is. But the favor, the unwarranted love of God found me when I was 11 years old. And you know what? I'm 59 and it's still finding me on a daily basis. Yes, it's in my heart. Yes, it's indwelling. But I'm going to tell you what, it still takes seeking to find the grace that God has for you. Paul said this, if I can even see it now. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And He ain't talking about this man. He's talking about the saved, born again soul that was inhabiting in that body of Paul. That one day that he was able to say, I finished my course. And now they've been laid up for me. The grace of God, where were you? There was a young lady one time, her and her family went from their homeland down to Moab because they wasn't nothing there. And the Bible says this, it uses a word, it says, and continued there. Yeah. In other words, she stayed just a little too long and lost what she had. But I'm going to tell you what, there was some news that come back from the homeland that something was going on. Yeah. And if we can ever get the news out from here, out to there, to let people know that something's going on here, it will start making something other on this side of them stir around and say, I think I'll go back.
Come on.
She started to go back. We know the story. Had two daughter-in-law. She said, hey, I ain't got nothing for you. I have absolute nothing for you. But I'm going to tell you what, Ruth seen something another in her that she spoke about one day, evidently about some homeland back there. And she said, oh, I'm going all the way with you. And matter of fact, she even said this. She said, your land will be my land, your family my family, your God will be my God, and I'll even be buried where you're buried. Yeah. That's just how far that we need to go. Where were you when the grace of God found you? Ruth was out in the field just gleaning, just picking up a little bit here, a little bit there, just to get by with. Old Boaz, he walked out and he said, hey, look. Hey, how about y'all just dropping a few handfuls of purpose up here? You know what he was thinking? If I can keep something in the field, she'll keep coming back. In other words, I don't want her to go nowhere else. I want her to stay here. But even according to the law, he couldn't have her.
Bless him, Lord.
But by the grace of God and the greed of people, he was able to step in and show her the grace. She was just in a field gleaning. Where were you when grace found you? Whitney said, I just have to do the best I can. Well, I'm going to tell you what, if that's the best you can do, the best is pretty good. But it still wasn't her that done it. It was the grace of God that was trying to get some message to us. Where were you when grace found you? Matter of fact, I think old Joseph said he's just wandering around. And as a man found him wandering in a field and said, what you looking for? I'm looking for my brothers. They're right over. If you find the grace of God, he'll point you wherever you need to go. Where were you when the grace found you? The prodigal son done already went out. I spoke about him Wednesday night. Done went out, wasted everything he had, and he didn't deserve nothing. I can be honest with you. But you know what? Grace is unmerited. You can't earn it. You can't live good enough to get it. And just like Christ in them days when it says he was undesirable, so am I. But the grace of God that the Father had every day, Jeff. I believe he walked out there and he looked down that way. He didn't see him on the first day, the second day. I didn't particularly tell the amount of the exact time that he did. But I guarantee you, even before he left out there, the Father was already praying, Lord, I know he's going to get himself in a fix. And one of these days, God, not only for his sake, but for mine, keep the grace in me. Because you have to have it to be able to show it. A man got amongst thieves one day on the wayside. Left for dead. Took everything he had. Some of his good old boys come on by. I know what they say according to law, what they needed. But I'm going to tell you what, I'm glad I got something inside of me that overrides every bit of the law that the man can ever provide down here on earth they followed by.
Come on.
I have got the grace of God in me ever since I was 11 years old. He put it in there. Yes, have I had a shadow sometimes that I might not see, but I'm going to tell you what, just because I couldn't see it, that don't mean he didn't see me. Laying there for dead. People walking by. Can't do nothing for him, according to that way. But then, this lowly Samaritan, they just keep showing up in the Bible, I'm going to tell you. Nobody wants them, But they keep showing up.
Yes.
By the grace of God. Picked him up, doctored him up, told him, took him on down there, said, here, you take care of him. Here's some wages for you. Matter of fact, if it takes more than that and I come by, I'll even give you what I owe you.
Yes.
For him.
Bless him,
I'm glad he paid it all.
Amen.
For me.
Amen.
People say this. Sometimes you get caught up and I understand what they're trying to say. They say, he took my place on the cross. No, he didn't.
Nope.
No, he didn't.
Nope.
Now, him going to the cross replaced that sinful thing that was separating me and him that I couldn't do.
Yeah.
But from day one, before even day one got here, I'll just say it this way. It was already established.
Yeah.
That grace was coming.
That's right.
Amen.
He died then.
Yep.
But I accepted him when I was 11.
Amen.
And I am what I am.
Amen.
Born again by the grace of God. That's what I am.
Bless
you. Sometimes you might look at me and you might have doubts. But I am what I am.
Amen.
Where were you when the grace of God found you?
Uh-huh.
And like I told Daniel, don't get comfortable, because I want him to come on too. This is even older school than what Randy thought.
Yeah.
Only thing I thought of, I said, when we start going into a building, somebody opens the door, steps back and lets them in. Well, here's your door, Daniel.
Bless
come
him.
On in.
Bless him.